How are you doing, Mr. President?
I'm glad to hear you.
Good to hear you, sir.
You get plenty of warm weather down there?
Oh, it's hotter than it can be.
I had a nice talk with Houston and Ray Howard this morning.
Well, good.
They called me yesterday, and I was out, and I got back in, and I just decided before I got up and got going, I'd talk to a few of my friends, and so I had a visit with them, and Houston says a Burchard's about to take him.
I think there are a lot of them out there. Thank the Lord, there are not too many down here. They're pretty noisy, the ones that they are, though.
Yeah, are they? How's Corpus?
Oh, getting along fine, thank you.
Growing?
Yes, sir. It really is. It started again after we got this ratmack down here.
What's ratmack?
On this Army maintenance depot, you know,
you put in there.
In lieu of the Navy O&R, a town that just sloughed off here for a year or two, and then all at once it started growing again.
Now, what's the population?
Oh, about 160, 170,000.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Where's your boy?
He's right here with me at the moment. I mean, not beside me here, but he's in town. He's going to Harvard. He got his master's degree, and he's working on his doctor's. He's been in summer school, and he's going to go back for his start work on his PhD, and he's just down here with us for 2 weeks.
That's wonderful. What's he studying? What's
Spanish
he made?
Literature, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a teacher.
Did he spend some time in Spain?
Yes, sir. He was over there twice. He went over there. I sent him over one time, University of Salamanca, and then once at the University of Madrid. He spent 2 different falls over there.
How's Helen?
Oh, she's just grand.
Well, I didn't have anything on mind. I just wanted to say hello to you and tell you I'm thinking of you, and hope we can get together. You bring Helen up to see us some of these days before too long, I hope.
Do you ever
get away from Corpus?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you come up to Washington and spend a day or two and stay with me?
I'd love it.
Well, do it.
I'll do it.
Just tell them to find some good excuse to send you up and make a report on the State of the Union, and I'll call a special press conference for you so you can file all the stuff to the country and pay your expenses, and I'll give you some good food.
Thank you, sir. I'll sure do it.
Fine. Well, I'll look for you. You write me now. Tell me when you're going to do it.
You really mean that?
Yeah, of course I mean it. Yes, what do you think? I got an old house there. It's got the whole top floor empty. I'd like you to occupy it a little bit. You'll be too old to do it if you don't do it now, so just don't put
you
off
have
to...
somebody set today.
All right.
I'll be there. Helen and I'll be there any day, any time.
All right, well, we'll do it. Well, maybe next week or the following week, sometime next 2 or 3 weeks.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.